Aaron Rodgers has declared out for Sunday's game, and frankly, it's been a difficult morning going through the conversation with Aaron and Dr. McKenzie. So he feels like he's ready to play. He's had a good week of preparation. He did very little today, and is that normal? Okay, that was different. Excuse me, I was distracted. But he's very disappointed. He's frustrated. But speaking with Dr. McKenzie, this is the right decision.
Did he have it checked out, though? Was there a scan this morning?
I'm not going to get into scans and this and that. He was not scanned this morning. But, when, where, ifs, and buts. I mean, there's an evaluation, obviously, that will continue to go on. But the hurdle that I know Aaron wanted to get over, he achieved it this week. He feels really good. He felt like he was ready to play. But listening to, all the conversation, all the facts, the evaluation, it's in our best interest as a football team, as an organization, for Aaron not to play in this game.
So strictly a medical decision.
I'm not going to get it. Well, come on. It's like don't make me stand here and play word battles with you, all right? I've answered your question.
How was Matt's week like?
Matt, I thought Matt had his best practice today of the 2 weeks of full preparation. Yesterday was not our best practice as a football team, but I thought Matt Flynn was very sharp today, and he obviously took all the reps.
How did Eddie Lacy look?
Eddie looked good. He took a lot of reps that we had set for him, Eddie looked good today. It's good to get all those guys back out there, Jamari, Brad. So we feel good about we felt like we got healthy as the week went on.
So you think you can play inside linebacker the way you normally have?
Well, I mean, I like to not have to answer that, but yeah, maybe. We have different packages. We're prepared to do whatever we need to do. And go a step further. I have a couple tough decisions here at the 46.
Was there any thought to just making this play out publicly for Dallas to sit back and wonder? I mean, even if you tell your guys internally this is what we're going to do, just make Dallas just wait it out?
I'm not very good at that, frankly. I don't see really. I never felt being on the other side of that that it really accomplished anything. I thought the Minnesota Vikings last year, prior to the playoff game with Christian Ponder not playing in the game, that was about as well-kept, decision that I've ever seen. And I don't think it really factored in the outcome of the game. We had talked about it, did a little research on Joe Webb earlier, but we had time to, make sure our guys were ready for that.
In listening to Pat discuss this today, it took some time, right? It was in-depth. I mean, were you okay with it?
I'm definitely okay with it. And frankly, if Aaron was asked the question, he wants to play. He feels he's ready to play. He feels, based on what he's accomplished, physically, what he was able to do at practice on Wednesday and Thursday, that he's ready to go. And it's not the easiest thing to sit there and tell your franchise quarterback you can't play in the game when he wants to play in the game. So this is clearly a decision that's made in the best interest of Aaron Rodgers.
More. At this point in the season, how do you feel about Eddie Lacy's ability to be ready for the game, having only been on the field for one practice this week?
I feel good about it, based on how we're going about it, as far as the game plan. You get to this point of the season, we're drawing up a bunch of new plays and concepts where, there's a bunch of change. So. Eddie's bright. Football comes natural to most of these guys, and he's definitely one of them. So Eddie Lacy will be ready to play Sunday.
Mike, do you think James Starks could lessen some of that load for him at all? Or?
Yeah, based on the way we rep him, that's really why you play the game. But I have no problem giving the ball to James 20 times if that's the way it shakes out. So I like a running back situation right now.